Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Warren G. Bennis said, "The leaders I met, whatever walk of life they were from, whatever institutions they were presiding over, always referred back to something that happened to them that was personally difficult, even traumatic. Something that made them feel that desperate sense of hitting bottom as something they thought was almost a necessity. It's as if at that moment, the iron entered their soul. That moment created the resilience that leaders need." How have you recovered from tragedy, shock, trauma? Our guest today has not only walked her patients and families through life's most challenging times as one of Hawaii's most endeared pediatricians, she has experienced deep pain in her own life. She's here to share how God has helped her to heal and move on. We want to let you know why we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. It's because we believe that God has given us the privilege of leading you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Perhaps even today, even at this moment, there is a movement, a tingling, a stirring in your heart. And regardless where you are in life, whatever the situation might be, and we're here to remind you that the Spirit of God is bringing you, wooing you to open your heart to Christ at this very time. Dr. Teresa Wee is a graduate of Maranal School. She went there from kindergarten to 12th grade. She went to the University of Hawaii, did her undergraduate work there, and went on to John A. Burns School of Medicine. She did her residency at Ohio State University. And she is a pediatrician in Waipahu. She's a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. She's practiced medicine for nearly 30 years. She's mother of four children, David, Chris, Brad, and Malia. She has one grandson, Caleb. Dr. Wee, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure.
Well, I shared a little bit about Maranal and growing up K through 12. But where did you grow up?
I grew up in Makiki. My grandparents were from China. They lived with us. I lived in a multi-generational home. And my dad was a graduate. He was a believer, graduate of St. Louis High School, and he felt that it was extremely important that we all attended a Christian school. Mm-hmm. So grew up, very fond memories of growing up a Roman Catholic. Mm-hmm. And as I graduated, as I went on to the university, things, you know, you get busy with study. So you could say I took a little break from my faith at the time.
Who would you say in your, you know, in those early years, those growing up years, who influenced you most?
I would have to say it was my dad. Hmm. He was always encouraging us to do whatever we felt called to do. And I remember being 6 years old in that main library in downtown and reading all of the biography books, books about great women, the first woman doctor, Madame Curie, Florence Nightingale. And at 6 years of age, this is what my parents told me. I decided that I'm going to be a doctor, not a nurse, not a scientist. I said, this is where I'm going to be. And from then on, my dad was right there beside me. He said, you can do it, girlie. Go for it.
That's what he called you?
Yep.
In what ways do you remember Dad encouraging you, pushing you on?
He always told me, just try your best. Whatever happens, happens. And he, like I said, was a believer. So he would always encourage me that if this is your calling, if this is what God wants you to do, just keep at it.
What was it about Madame Curie and Florence Nightingale? And what was it about them that stirred your heart?
I like the fact that they were tough chicks. I mean, maybe because I was I had an older brother and a younger brother, so I always wanted challenges and I wanted to beat them, and I was a very competitive little girl. So there was something that touched me, and I thought, wow, these ladies devoted their lives to a calling, and I really don't know why at 6 years of age I just felt compelled to be a doctor. I never even knew a woman doctor. I never saw a woman doctor at 6 years of age.
So it's like, for you, it would have been, just from what you saw, one of those things where you didn't, you could have easily thought, well, that just doesn't happen.
Right.
Those things don't take place. You know, almost a level of impossibility because you weren't exposed to it. But inside, it seems like something was welling up.
It was welling.
A determination.
It was. And in third grade, I remember doing a talk on the human body. I remember that. So it was a goal that I kept persisting. I remember in fifth grade, I won a science fair. And everyone knew that Teresa was, this is the girl that's going to become a doctor. And of course, my Chinese grandparents picked up on it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, the Pake blood. Yeah, they, oh, yeah, she's going to be a doctor. When you become a doctor, I'm going to give you a car. And I go, yeah, yeah, whatever. But it was something that everyone just assumed. And so part of that, along the road, when I was a junior in high school, the teacher said, hey, Teresa, there's an opportunity at the university medical school. You can do research, because you're the one who's going to be a doctor. And I said, oh, yeah, great. So I spent the summer between junior and senior year doing a research project in the medical school as a high schooler. And then in my senior year, they encouraged me to write it up, and I entered it in the Hawaii International Science and Engineering Fair, or State Fair, and I won. And so that was something totally unexpected, but I was the representative for Hawaii, and I went to New Orleans to represent Hawaii for the Hawaii, for my research project.
You know, I think about, there's this very famous quote that I think it was Henry David Thoreau who said, if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams, or in this case, it would be in the direction of her dreams, and endeavors to live the life which she has imagined, she will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. She will pass an invisible boundary. New, universal, and more liberal laws will begin to establish themselves around and within her. And she will live with the license of a higher order of beings. And I think about that, and it sort of resonates with me, because I'm thinking, here's a six-year-old girl, and she feels, she's reading books, reading biographies, and she's being stirred and moved. And it's inspiring, because there you are. You start taking the step. You start saying it. And there's integrity that's building, character that's building too, because you say it and you're doing it, doing it, doing it. And then you're gifted. Obviously, God gifted you. He gave you capacity, magnitude to embrace the things that you needed to do, gifted in that way. But then teachers, parents, grandparents start to advocate for you, and there you are. Look at you.
What
now.
I'm hearing is you probably didn't know how difficult it was, and you were fortunate enough to be surrounded by people who were just supportive, parents and schooling, and no one ever told you, no, you can't do it, you're a woman.
Oh,
or
yeah,
maybe you
did.
You didn't want to hear it. You just pushed them off.
It seems like it wouldn't have mattered. She would have pressed right through it.
In fact, when people told me, you can't do it, I go, watch me. You are another encouragement to me. And I have to tell you, I don't think I was the smartest person in any of by any means. But I just wanted to share with you something that stuck in my head. My dad would repeat this to me. The heights great men have reached and kept were not attained by a single flight, but they, while their companions slept, were toiling upward through the night. And I just, and in our yearbook, that was my little quote.
That was your senior quote?
That was my senior quote. It was so corny, but.
Longfellow.
Yes, yeah. You're right. And my dad was like that. My dad. He was second generation. His dad came from China. My dad went from St. Louis to MIT. He had the GI Bill. Mm-hmm. So my dad was a very smart man. He had great expectations for his children. Mm. And he said, you know, he told me the same thing. I don't think I was the smartest person, but I worked hard and I was able to graduate from MIT. He said, you can do anything you can. It was just amazing the support I received from him.
There is great resolve here in this room as we listen to Dr. Teresa Wee tell her story. Just as a child growing up with a resolute heart and the pursuit to make her dream a reality. And we see the hand of God on her life from her early years. When we come back from our break, we're going to downshift a little bit and talk about something which will bring about a great sobriety in all of our lives, perhaps even generate a greater level of thanksgiving in our hearts for what we have and who we have with us. Because sometimes when things happen, we call them tragedy, we call them shock, we call them trauma. It gives us a whole new perspective of life itself. The gift that it is from God and those that he brings around us. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Dr. Teresa Wee. You don't want to miss this. Invite someone to listen in too. 99.5 FM KGU. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our featured guest today, Dr. Teresa Wee, one of Hawaii's endeared pediatricians, serving the community in Waipahu and many patients and families that receive the blessings of having her as their doctor. You know, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a listener-supported radio show. Perhaps you're just joining in right now and you're thinking, oh, I caught the last segment of that program, but how can I get the rest of the show? I want to hear that. Well, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and you can hear the show in its entirety. But even more than that, and better than that, you might, as you're listening, you're thinking, oh, my uncle or my auntie or my cousin or friend or my brother or sister or my dad needs to hear this show. I think it'll be a great encouragement to them. Well, if that's you, then just send them the link or send them the website and have them go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click on Dr. Teresa Wee, and they can access the show and hear it as well. You know, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we've got corporate partners, we've got church partners, and other individual donors who stand with us. And we're very grateful for those who do that because it allows us, just like Burt's Union Service right here on School Street, enables us to bring Dr. Teresa Wee to you today.
Teresa, when you were right before we left, you talked about a bit. 6 years old, you knew you were going to be a doctor and life was moving along. Then we started talking about the support group and in particular your father. Now, yes. Something happened there. As tragedy comes around, sometimes it comes in a bunch. And something happened. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. In 2003, my dad was 77 years old, very healthy person, died suddenly, unexpectedly. My whole world came crashing down. It was a very difficult situation as I was so close to him, very, very close.
Yeah. Mm. And of course, you were married at this time.
Yes.
And I'm sure your husband would mm-hmm. have been was a wonderful support for you. Can you share a little bit about your family life and to lead us up to what the right. other story you want to get into?
My husband, Stephen, we were close friends, in fact, brothers and sisters since UH undergraduate and medical school. As we were preparing for residency, he said, I think we should go for it. And I looked at him and I said, go for what? He said, I think we should get married. And I looked at him and I thought, okay. And so this started our 30-year marriage, and I have no regrets. We had a wonderful family life. Mm. We had our own little office, a mom-and-pop office in Waipio Gentry, and it was very, very good that we had our own practice. We could control our hours. We could be there for the four kids. And it was such a wonderful life. We had just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary, May 2010. And we had just come back from Hong Kong. We went to China. We had talked about China. So we had a wonderful 30-year anniversary celebration in China. We were just commenting when we came back, wow, we're so blessed to be able to do all of these things, and we look forward to another 30 years together.
And then just a short month later, something occurred in your life. Can you walk us through that?
Approximately 12 days after we arrived home from our wonderful trip in China, we were sitting down. It was a usual day. Got up, went to work together, and at lunch, my husband looked at me and said, "Oh, I don't think I feel so well." And I looked at him and I said, "Oh, it's 12:30." I said, you know, as I usually do, I said, "Let me go get our lunch." I went to the back room to heat up. I remember chili and rice, so it took about 5 minutes at the microwave. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, he was dead. He wasn't breathing. Of course, the doctor in me, I immediately did chest compressions, called 911. The fire department came, the ambulance came. They took him to Hawaii Medical Center West, but I knew at that time already that he had passed, and it was within that hour, from 12:30 to 1:30, they pronounced him dead.
What are some of the, it happened so quickly, I mean, what are some of the emotions? Now, looking back, or reflecting on what you were thinking, what you were feeling, do you recall what was racing through your mind?
It was just unbelievable. They let us have an hour in the emergency room to say goodbye to him. We had to call my daughter and my other son on the mainland to tell them what had happened. And so everything was a blur at the time. And I truly believe I was just numb. Although I have to share a story, the nurse there came up to me and she said, I saw that your family was praying and you're believers. She said, I want to let you know that I have no reason to make up this story, but your husband touched me on my right shoulder and he told me that, you know, tell my wife I love her and that I'm with the Lord and that I'm at peace and it's okay to let me go. And she repeated that 3 times to me. So that was very reassuring. Now when I think back, I remember just taking it in and recording it in my journal. But the more I read it, the more I believed it.
You know, at a time like that, I'm just thinking somebody may be wondering, what was it? You know, what just so sudden, but what happened? What happened to him that caused him to go so quickly, from a medical standpoint?
We went ahead and did an autopsy. My husband and I, my husband was an internal medicine doctor, and so we would take our blood pressures every night. We always had every 6 months, our cholesterol. We did everything right. We ate right. We exercised. So the autopsy showed that he had an aortic aneurysm that burst, and it was something that there were no symptoms. So this entire situation it just blindsided me. I just didn't see it coming.
How old was he?
He was 56 years old.
56 years old, healthy.
Healthy.
How about your children? How did it affect your children?
I think we were all in shock, but you know, as we reflected, we realized how much time he had spent with them. They kept reminiscing about all of the special moments they had. My daughter, who is a very strong believer, she even wrote a mass email to all of our friends saying, "My pops, I had him for 21 years. How blessed I was." She was expressing gratitude for even having such a wonderful pops for 21 years. And it really opened our eyes. It opened all of our eyes. Be grateful for just having this wonderful person in our lives.
Now, through the process, And it really hasn't been that long. What are some things you feel the Lord has taught you through this experience?
You know, to be honest, I when it first happened, I really just wanted to stop going to church. I was mad at everyone, at God. I was confused. It was a very difficult time, and I didn't know where to turn to, and I would pray, but it didn't feel right. So I was keeping busy. I was trying to survive, keep my office open, and I really didn't have too much time to think about much. I just buried myself in my work.
Did you go right? How soon did you go back to work?
My husband passed away on Friday. I went back to work on Wednesday. I took Monday and Tuesday to make funeral arrangements. But again, I had a practice. I had his practice. I didn't take any time off, basically.
And just getting back into work, you think that kind of helped you to process things, or?
I don't think it helped me process anything. Mm-hmm. I think it kept me busy because I had to do what I had to do. And I was just totally lost. It was as if I felt someone just cut off half of my body. I don't know how else to describe it, but it was such an aching in my heart.
Today, as you're listening to Dr. Teresa Wee, just really open up. I always feel a great deal of gratitude, Doctor, for our guests who come in, especially in the context of what you're sharing, because it takes a great deal of generosity to open up yourself and to share about those whom you love the most, mm-hmm. and those whom you care about the most and have shared life with in the deepest ways, to share about pain like the way you're sharing. And the reason I say it's generous is because there is somebody today who needs to hear just what you're sharing. It's indescribable what they're feeling, and by you sharing, it's like pain. There's a relatability to it that someone will understand that they're not alone. And as you're listening to Dr. Wee, here's someone who is of high intellectual capacity. And also a high-level professional in what she does. And yet God is using her through that even to connect at the human level with you, your struggle, your pain. It might be a loss that you face recently. It may be the fear of losing somebody very soon because there's something threatening someone's health condition. Or it may be something not health-related, but a loss of a job, a loss of financial stability that you thought you were going to have. Maybe it's just a strain of a relationship, or perhaps a loss of a relationship that you've treasured for many, many years. Well, Dr. Wee is here, sent by the Lord, joining Martin Aranaga and myself to just talk story and to have you join in with us. When we come back from our break, we'll talk a little bit more about the handling of emotions. And we just talk heart to heart, you know, how she coped with certain things. She got back into her medical practice, but how did things move on? Who did God send to help her in this time? There's so much more that she has that will be of great, great value to you. So stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Dr. Teresa Wee. There are times, isn't there, Martin, when we wonder, I wonder if God knows what I'm going through. I wonder if God hears my prayer, even though my prayers are garbled because I'm so swelled with emotion I can't even articulate a clear phrase. You know, the answer is yes. And he sends Dr. Wee here to talk with you. It's the Lord speaking through her to you, so stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our featured guest today, Dr. Teresa Wee. I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. As you listen, you might be joining in thinking, hey, I want to find out more about this show. I'd like to catch the rest of the show. Well, you can do that at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We also, like I said at the beginning of our show, the real purpose we're here is to lead people closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. For people to experience a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. And as Dr. Wee was sharing and has been sharing out of her heart of such great tragedy and pain, but just going through the process, her faith in Christ has made a difference in her life. And as you go through what you're going through, you might be thinking, you know, how can I have a relationship with the Lord Jesus too? Well, one way we help you do that is you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and click the Get to Know Jesus tab, and we have a special presentation there for you. I'm just kind of talking heart to heart with you. There's some real neat, meaningful graphics that I think will just help explain what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, and you'll have an opportunity to do that there. A big mahalo to our corporate and church partners and those who have joined us, as this is a listener supported radio show. A big mahalo to you.
I have to laugh, Danny, when you say get to know Jesus tab. Just click it and there he is. Well, sometimes our life doesn't quite click so easily, and instead we get to know Jesus in many different ways. Teresa, you're talking about your marriage with Stephen suddenly just stopping in a moment, in a day, really. And your emotions after that. Now, when we go to tragedy, fortunately for many of us, we have friends, we have family, we have people that surround you. And sometimes a few that actually stand out, that we're able to say something that we can really grasp onto, or something that really made a whole lot of sense and put clarity. Can you share a little bit of the groups and the people that surrounded you, and maybe some of the things that occurred or that were said that were especially memorable and helpful for you?
I think right after Steve passed, he took care of all the business, and I was tossed into the business, taking over the business, and it seemed like over a period of the next 6 months, I kept praying every night, God, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm so confused. And, you know, from the first week, I had a wonderful business consultant just come into my life and got me started. And a couple months later, I had a wonderful, just through a referral, a terrific office manager. She was a Christian. She just looked at me and said, I'm coming here to help you. God has called me here. She just took the reins and has basically turned my practice around. There was a time when the next month in November, my business manager said, Teresa, what you need is a nurse practitioner. This was on Wednesday. On Thursday morning, a wonderful lady, Renee Dang, walks into my office. Hi, I'm a nurse practitioner. Does anyone need a volunteer here? And I said, get over here. But there have been many, many, many more examples of things happening. And some people said, Teresa, you're really lucky. These are great coincidences. And I tell them, they're not. They're not. Mm-hmm. This is God blessing me.
You know, earlier you said, use the word you were mad at God for putting you in this situation and taking your husband away so abruptly. But you just shared something. Doesn't sound like that's somebody who's mad at God. Why do you pray to somebody you're mad at? And then, of course, now you're giving him the credit for all these things. How did you get from being mad at God to really saying, yeah, thank you?
I think I was at such a low level, I couldn't go any lower. I just put my trust in him. There was one day when I said, there's more for me to do. God, if you want me to do more, this is what you're telling me. Because I could have just quit medicine. People told me, Teresa, just retire. And so there came a point where I had to decide whether I was going to really just hang in there and continue doing medicine or just quit. And I thought, you know, I need to hang in there a little bit longer. I need to, there's so much more I can give and I can offer. And so when I made that decision, I started to return to church. My son goes to Grace Bible. It's a large church. And I slowly returned because I saw what God was doing in my life by bringing these people. I'd pray and say, what do I do now? What is my next step? And a story, the office, within 1 month of my husband's passing, they raised my rent 48%. So I had to look for another office. We just couldn't do, I couldn't do it anymore. And it was a blessing in disguise because now I went ahead and again, everything fell into place. And now I've bought my own place and we will be opening January 1st. I have a brand new office space and with 8 exam rooms and I am very much looking forward to that.
Oh, that's exciting. So you're, of course, you do believe that God does answer prayers.
Yes.
How do you, you know, when someone does go through that, I'm sure many people have prayed to God, you know, show me that you're real. And yet he responded. How do you know? How did you sense that this was of God? Because a lot of people say, oh, coincidentally.
Mm-hmm.
And you've given several examples. Mm-hmm. Do you have a process that you go through that when something happens, maybe as a result, and you're checking yourself, saying, is this of God? Is there a process? And what is it?
I think that I just trust him and I say, okay, if this is something that is going to proceed and if this is what you want me to do, show me the way. And I've constantly been shown the way. And it has been mostly just trusting him and just letting him help me problem solve. I'm not sure exactly how else to describe it.
Sounds like your prayers are very specific. Give me a nurse practitioner, not send help. Give me a nurse practitioner can you help me with office space? Or I guess maybe the more specific we are, perhaps the more specific he answers. Or if we plead more with more urgency, mm-hmm. You think so?
Sure.
God is, why not? Mm-hmm. Why not be specific?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord says in his word, you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about being persistent in prayer. And sometimes the deeper thing that I think we can recognize is that sometimes when we pray shallow prayers, it's just very, very, it's like we glaze over it. It may not show a whole lot of determination or a whole lot of thought or a whole lot of gumption in our prayers. But when we get really specific, when we're pressing in or when we're persevering in prayer, there's a certain tenacity there that I think delights the heart of God, because he sees us as like, ooh, look at that girl, man. She really is in need. She really believes that I can be specific.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Daddy, I need something and I need your help. And I trust that you can do it. And that may very well be the kind of reflection mm-hmm. that you've expressed.
A lot of times when we do need help, or we can go to people, we can go to groups. Now, mm-hmm. I know that you go to a grief support group.
Yes.
On a regular basis, and led by a wonderful, wonderful man. And JP, he goes by his initials. Well, there's always lessons to be learned. You have these aha moments, you have reflection. You get to hear stories of other people.
Yes.
Now, in reflecting and hearing that, as it applies to you, what are some of the lessons that you've learned in this process of grieving?
I've learned that I am not alone. I've learned that we're all in a grieving process. There's no deadline, 1 year, 2 years. I have sneak attacks. Other people have sneak attacks when I think I'm doing fine, and I remember Steve and something he did for me, and I just start crying. But as I learned from my grief support, we never miss an opportunity to cry. And if we don't cry and grieve, we didn't really love or miss that person. So I think these are tears that are healthy, that are good. And so I've learned so much by speaking with other individuals and families who have also lost loved ones. I've become so much more sensitive, more empathetic mm-hmm. to people.
Now, there's a thought or a myth, actually, that grief is supposed to last a year,
mm-hmm.
or if you move on with your life, you've forgotten your love for the person who lost.
Yeah.
Can you reflect on maybe those, why that may or may not be true?
I don't think that's true at all. What I've settled into now is no one can take Steve's love away from me. I mean, it's here. It's locked in my heart. I carry it. He's a part of me. And I can always go back in there and remember him and I cherish it. So now I like to remember the little moments we've had, and he'll never be forgotten. But as I move forward now, he's a part of my life, and I open myself up to new experiences and new people.
You know, what would you say to somebody if you just found out a good friend just suffered a loss, tragedy like yours, where it's all of a sudden someone very close just is gone? Are there any words or thoughts or ideas that you might be able to encourage them? What would you say to somebody like that?
Wow. I don't know if there's any words to say. I remember the funeral service. There was one woman who had lost her husband. She didn't say a word to me. We just locked eyes, and it was just amazing how I knew and she knew that we understood each other. But I want to encourage people to remember that there's always that ray of hope, you know? When you hit rock bottom, the only way up is up. And it sounds so cliched, but I think with my faith, God has helped me up. And so I would encourage people to not clam up, to reach out to people. People are there to help you. And don't isolate yourself.
Do you think your grief maybe is slowly translating into perhaps thankfulness or awareness, or if there is such a thing? I'm just thinking out loud here that from the moment where it was very emotional, it's a loss. It's you're just like totally confused, not knowing what to do, to where you are today. It's only been, less than 2 years now.
Yeah.
So it's still very recent.
It's very recent. But now I have so many things I want to do for the community. I as a pediatrician, I have a special interest in pediatric obesity. I want to do seminars. I want to teach people. I want to educate. There are so many plans that I have for my building. About a month ago, my GYN doctor said, "Teresa, you have to come back in, for your pap smear was abnormal." He said, "It looks precancerous. I'm going to have to do a biopsy." And I go, "God, what the heck are you doing? First, I wanted to die. Now I want to live. Now you're going to tell me that something is wrong." To make a long story short, the biopsy was normal. It was negative. But I don't know. You know, you get thrown curveballs here and there, but you just
it
roll
is
with it.
The curveballs of life, if we use the analogy, in the life could be like a game of baseball in some ways. You know, the pitches come in all kinds of different speeds and in all different directions.
Yeah.
And of course, this is not a game, not to diminish the realities and the depth of life. But it does speak about process, speaks about our own character, survival, and thriving. And you're actually, you know, been repositioned, as it were, to thrive through the tragedy.
Yeah.
Thriving through tragedy. And it's just not, you know, sweet words. But, you know, God is into helping people not just survive. I mean, that's basic, and we need that, but to thrive. And that happens when he does a work in your heart. And whatever it is that it might be that you're going through right now, the Lord is very, very interested in you, very interested in what you're going through, what you're worried about. Nothing is minuscule in the eyes of God. If you're concerned about it, the Lord is concerned about it. It's not diminished in any way. When we come back from our break, Dr. Wee, a parting shot. I think she's certainly earned the right to speak into our lives because of what she's been through, to share heart to heart with you and with Martin and me. A parting shot about what would she say to someone who's just facing a rough time. Maybe it's an agonizing time. Well, she'll give words of hope. That's what we do here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. We give hope in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have hope for you. It's not the end. It's the start of a new beginning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Dr. Teresa Wee. I'm joined in studio today with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. You know, Martin and Dr. Wee, you know, I just got word recently that the general managers of a very high-end restaurant in Singapore was listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show in Singapore. We mentioned parts of Asia. Well, the Good Life Hawaii radio show, you can get the rest of this show at thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you are interested in partnering with us in supporting this listener-supported show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and click the Partners tab. Dr. Wee, a parting shot. Someone today needs to hear. Well, you're a doctor. We need booster shots, right? So we need a boost today. What would you say to somebody, a word of hope to someone who's going through a rough time?
I'd like to just tell them that even when you're doubting that God is even knowing what's happening to you, He isn't. He's always there with you. Never lose hope. Never lose the faith. Keep believing. Anything that I've done is for His glory. I mean, I am His messenger. He has given me so much. And now as I look forward, I was just saying that I don't think I have enough time to do all the plans that I have to continue giving. I've been given so much, and now it's my turn to mentor and give to my community. I have learned that life can be taken away at any moment. We don't know when God will call us, and I try to live each day enjoy each moment, each sunset. I cherish the time with my grandson, the time I spend with my children now, because today could be my last day. I share that also in my relations with my patients and families. And I tell people, I tell my families, you know, enjoy each other. Really try to cherish each moment. Ultimately, love, you know, love each other, take care of each other. I just, things that I've known before, but I feel it and I live it now. I just learned how to surf in July. It's my wow. lifelong dream.
Really?
I was able to learn how to shoot pool for the first time. Mm. I took a motorcycle ride for the first time. Mm. Stand-up paddleboarding. So just, you know, just enjoying the life that God has given you, and just take care of one another, love each other, and just keep believing.
You know, Dr. Wee, you come, you share, you open up like the way you did. You inspire me. I know you inspire my co-host, Martin Arenaga, too.
Absolutely.
And you inspire our listeners to see you take the situation that you have gone through, the pain you've gone through, and to let God massage you through the process, and to share the things that you have about the. It's like a new beginning.
It is.
It's a new beginning. There's freshness. And it, nothing takes away from the deep love that you've had from mm-hmm. for decades.
Yeah.
That will always be there.
Exactly.
You have that in your heart with Dr. Stephen. But you move on.
Yeah.
And that gives me hope.
Yes.
That gives us hope. And I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule, because I know time is precious, to come and speak to the hearts of our dear community of listeners. It's been a blessing to have you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for allowing me to do this.
Thank you for doing that. And Martin, it's good to have you in studio. I miss my partner.
It's good to be back.
My radio co-host man over here.
You saved my headphones. Thank you.
Along with our other co-host, man, you bring a whole new dimension. It's always good to have you here. Well, Dr. Wee, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless your family, your children, and your grandchild.
Thank you so much.
In the next few days, you're going to hear stories. We do heart-to-heart stories like you've heard today. I wanted you to invite somebody to listen in. I think it'll be an inspiration to them as well. If you want to find out more about our show, more resources, devotionals, books, CDs, prayers, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org to find out more about our partners, corporate and church partners, thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture. 1 Peter 3:8 says, "Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dr. Teresa Wee. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arenaga and our technical producer Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.